Now, if you're on benefits and at work, you could soon see your salary actually being hit if you've been overpaid in terms of your benefits. A rule change at Westminster has been brought in by Stormont, which means employers are being asked to take deductions directly from earnings. One of the MLAs, the Green Party's Claire Bailey, is less than happy with this, and she's available to have a conversation with us. Claire Bailey, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Just explain to us what exactly the situation is. How have we got to where we are with benefits being paid and now being taken out of wages?
Well, it's part of the welfare reforms that were adopted in Northern Ireland from Westminster. And we're now being told that come November, that something that's going to be known as a DEA, which is a direct earnings attachment, will be enforced in Northern Ireland. So this really means that anybody who has been on benefits and has outstanding payments, so if that was through a social fund loan or a crisis loan or an overpayment of benefits, the government can now go directly into their wages and take those payments back themselves.
So we might have more sympathy for someone who's had an overpayment of benefits that was no fault of theirs, but people who owe money and who haven't returned it, should we be sympathetic to those?
Well, I think, of course, my sympathy would be with everybody, but concern really that we now have a situation where the government can access people's wages. I think that's the main concern that I would have. It removes personal autonomy. Do you know, that's, I don't know of any other sector who would be able to directly access anybody's wages, you know, with or without consent. But the thing to bear in mind, Frank, is that we also have a low-wage economy here in Northern Ireland. And if someone has been on benefits for any length of time, I mean, there are conditions before you can get something like a crisis loan or a social fund loan. I think you have to be on benefits for a certain period of time. You know, so it's not somebody who has been signing on for a week and then just got, you know, a big whack of money just to bump themselves up and then got a job and was refusing to pay. You know, these are usually going to be people who have been long-term on benefits and then they're going into work. And, I mean, I've been on benefits before in the past myself, and I know that when I went back into work, my wages were basically the same as my benefits were. So although if someone is still on benefits, this isn't going to apply to them because there are other rules to get that money back. But if you go into employment, it's now that it's estimated that about 6,000 people in Northern Ireland are going to receive a letter from the benefits office asking them to get in touch to start debt, to take that advice, and that this DEA will now be applicable to them if they have any outstanding payments. So it's regardless of your income, it's regardless of how long you were on benefits, it's regardless of how long you're now in work or what your outgoings are. And when I looked into how this is applied in England, there is a set sort of salary scale and a set repayment scale as well. So the person doesn't have, as far as I can tell, any means by which to set the repayments themselves. That will also be determined by the government.
But do you accept that if you owe money, you have to pay it back?
Yes, of course.
But going by what you're saying, you could pay it back sometime in the distant future that might never come.
No, what I'm saying is that I think the person should be responsible or should have, certainly be the first person to be able to determine what they can afford to pay back and not the government. What we have now is a situation where government is going to go direct to an employer and tell them how much to take out of a person's wages to be paid direct to the government, and that will be done, you know, without the input of the person themselves.
How was a mistake made that people were paid too much in benefits?
Well, this does happen. We've seen the stats as well. I mean, for example, tax credits, that caused great concern. People were getting paid overpayments of tax credits, and then at the end of the year were getting, you know, asked to pay back huge amounts. But their claims were very valid. You know, they gave all the right information and the system had actually paid them the wrong amount, you know, and that left a lot of people in debt. So cases like that, again, will be coming up here in Northern Ireland. And again, I go back to the very point that we have a low-wage economy. We have a lot of people now working on zero-hour contracts. So if you don't even have a regular income, if your income fluctuates, how are these repayments going to be worked out?
What's your advice to people who receive the letters, and how much impact would the like of you or other public representatives who may speak on behalf of constituents, how much sway would you have with employers, or indeed are the employers at the behest of the government simply going to have to deduct the money?
As far as I can tell, they're going to just have to do it. I'm looking into the legalities of it all. I remember back, I think it was during the 80s, I think the Northern Ireland Housing Executive were given this power as well, where they could go direct to an employer and take out any rent that was owed by their tenants. Now, that didn't end well, and it certainly didn't stay. So I'm going to go back and look at the impacts that happened there as well and the consequences. But if anybody listening is concerned about what's going to be happening here in November, I would really urge them to seek impartial debt management advice from the likes of Advice NI or Citizens Advice Bureau, and sit down and work out what probably is in their best interest before this is enforced on them. Now, when the letters come out, Frank, it's important to say that they will be asked to contact a debt management service and they will be given a number. So I don't know exactly who the debt management is. So I'm just telling people to, you know, contact somebody that they do trust, somebody who can be impartial and somebody who can let them know where they stand on this as well. But my concern really is that we have now moved into a position where the government can legally access people's pay packets and take what they decide is an acceptable amount from that.
The debt management advisors, will they be free of charge?
Well, I know that Citizens Advice and Advice NI would be, but again, you know, the impact of the welfare reforms, the austerity cuts, these agencies are overburdened. They have long waiting lists. They have suffered big cuts to the money that they receive as well. So again, go as soon as you can, because you'll probably be waiting, but they offer excellent advice and can let you know where you stand legally as well.
There's no point in tearing the letter up, putting it in the fire, because if you do that, the government simply will take the money out of your salary.
Of course they will. It's the same as any other debt that's owed as well. You know, it doesn't go away. It will stay with you. My advice is, yes, get it sorted out, but, you know, act fast to sort it out in your best interest rather than the government coming now and sorting themselves out first.
And about 6,000 people affected?
That's the number that I've been told, approximately 6,000 debtors in Northern Ireland.
Letters expected at the end of the summer or beginning of the autumn?
This should be rolled out, it's expected, in November. So I'm not sure if the letters will go out before November, but certainly before Christmas, this is going to start hitting people when they've got very little agency over it themselves.
Okay, Claire Bailey from the Green Party, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.